La ha 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 ha. That was Jamie.
Yes, I'm excellent.
Welcome to 5 Minute Film Finder. Brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Hello, this is London and Jamie. We are back. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, London.
This is the 5 Minute Film Finder. This is a fun film podcast brought to you by the Pioneer Library System. Jamie, I think we last sat down together, It was December and we were talking Christmas movies.
You're right. So, yeah, it's been almost a whole year.
You and I have been on a little hiatus, so we're really happy to be back here talking today. You know, if you're new to us, kind of what we do here, we're kind of telling you about some movies and each, you know, speaker on the podcast, you know, we change up our lineup, but each speaker will generally get 5 minutes and we're telling you about a film. These films have most often they've come from our digital platforms. That would be Canopy and Hoopla. Sometimes we work in some physical media, but largely it's streaming. So,
yeah.
Does that all sound accurate, Jamie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
So we've been in here warming up and getting ready to talk to you. You know, you got to stretch before you work out.
Loosen
so,
up.
It's October.
Yes, your favorite month.
It's my favorite month. It's amazing. I love Halloween. Mm-hmm. So
me too.
It's probably the best holiday. I'm sorry, everyone, if I offend you, but you know.
Well, I was ready to break out my Halloween wardrobe like in August, so
we should have worn costumes today.
I know.
You can't see us, but our costumes today were dressed as librarians.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is not a bad costume, but we do that about 5 days a week.
You're very accurate.
So, thank you. So, you know, we're excited to be back and we were talking, we wanted to pick out some horror movies for the occasion and you know, we love having these discussions and we kind of move towards anthology horror, which I think is always a great time.
Yeah.
So, I think.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's go. So our friend Wilhelm is going to keep me on task here. I'm going to have 5 minutes and we will get started there. Jamie, I have picked out Black Sabbath to talk about today. This is a Mario Bava movie. Were you familiar with this one?
I was not.
Okay.
I mean, I saw the title of it. I thought, oh, is that what the band named themselves after?
The internet will tell you yes.
Okay.
So that I'm going to trust the internet this time.
No knowledge.
This is an Italian movie. It's from 1963. I think I already said this is from Mario Bava, who did lots of horror.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian title, which I don't want to butcher the Italian pronunciation, but that translates to the Three Faces of Fear. And this is, we have three horror shorts here in this movie. But, you know, the English title it received was Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So here we kind of have, there's three stories, and I'm always really interested in the frame story with the anthology, just to see how the filmmakers set it up. And this one, they got a star to introduce their movies, and this has the one and only Boris Karloff.
Yeah.
Wonderful horror fame. So he introduces the movie. I think I like the intro a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact words in front of me, but he's warning you that there's ghouls and vampires all around you. They scary. Might be sitting next to you in the theater. So he's being Boris Karloff and being very spooky and trying to get you scared before these tales.
And he stars in one of them.
He does. It's interesting. A lot of times you get these horror anthologies and each story might be produced by a different, you know, director.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I can tell, Mario Bava is responsible for all three of these.
Yeah.
So we start with the telephone. There is a young woman who I never catch this watching it. The internet said she works as an escort.
I didn't pick up on that either.
So
until I read. Yeah.
I don't know what interwebs. We're missing. But this young woman she's back in her apartment. And she's kind of being terrorized over the telephone and someone keeps calling. And this is back in the day, you know, she's got a loud phone on her table and a landline and no caller ID.
Yeah.
Gasp. And
it was a rotary dial too.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes sometimes I want a ghost more than I want like a real thing because it seems a little too scary. But she's being terrorized over the phone and it just unfolds and you just got to watch it. I don't want to give more away than that.
But. I think this kind of theme is very unnerving and it to me is reminiscent, of course, the most recent example I can think of is Scream. Mm-hmm. When a Stranger Calls.
Right.
I think that's from the 70s. But I mean, somebody obviously is watching you, knows what you're doing.
Well, and you know, all the younger generations today have phone anxiety anyway, so we don't need any help with scary people calling us. So after that, we have the Werdelac.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
This is this story is about a type of vampire. This is set in 19th century Serbia. Boris Karloff comes back to us and stars in this one. So a family has been waiting for the patriarch of the clan to come back for 5 days, and he had said, if I'm not back in 5 days, you must kill me because I will be, you know, this monster at this point. He just barely misses the cutoff and returns home. And so they don't know if they can trust him or not. Yeah. And I think it's fun. It's a good one. So
it was creepy. And Boris Karloff, he starred in this one.
Yeah.
And he returns all disheveled. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, is he or isn't he?
Yeah. So. You are, you know, and I love Boris Karloff. You're getting him dubbed here, mm-hmm. so you're not getting the full Boris, but it's still great and a fun movie and great performance there.
Yeah.
The third tale in this one is called The Drop of Water. This is set in 1910s London, and a nurse has, she is called upon to come prepare the body of a dead medium. And decides it's a good idea to steal a ring off of a dead medium who supposedly was killed by ghosts during a seance. Yeah. So, don't touch that jewelry.
Don't take anything from anybody's body.
Go buy your own jewelry or, there's other ways. So, really great movie here. Mm-hmm. This is on Canopy.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it. And
I want to say, I think I thought the makeup... And this that last segment especially was good for
is it the corpse?
Yes.
The corpse is amazing. Yeah. I was watching. I was like, this is a scary corpse. Yes, and they did this in the
60s.
Super and there's a real person in there, but I don't know how much appliance is on her face or if that's just her face. I don't know.
Yeah.
But really scary. And that is my time. Yes. Wilhelm has he got me again. That's
there,
okay. We're just excited. Yeah. So.
But you covered your bases.
Well, should we take a break real quick?
Yeah. Take a break.
We will take a break and
get some popcorn.
Yeah.
Get something to drink.
Yeah.
And come back and talk about our next movie.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. See you in a minute. Okay, we are back. We had a giggle break for a little bit, and
we might still be on it.
We have fun here, yeah. We'll keep giggling. So, we're still on horror anthologies, if I can talk.
Right.
And I believe you have an anthology for us as well.
I do, and I mean, speaking of giggles, this one is a 1982 horror comedy anthology. It is Creepshow. And it's rated R. It is also available on Canopy, but FYI, Creepshow 2 is on Hoopla. This one is directed by George Romero, which, of course,
the one and only.
Do I even need to give his credentials? So, and it was written by some other guy, some writer named Stephen King.
Never heard of him.
No. This was his screenwriting debut. And he also does a little acting in one of the vignettes. So, and Special Effects by Tom Savini. And Romero wanted, I guess, a comic book feel. And so he hired Savini to try and replicate comic book-like effects. And
they do a fantastic job of it.
Yes, he does. And so there are five short films, which are bookended by a prologue and an epilogue. And we've got the first one is Father's Day, which stars Ed Harris, who We are recording this in Norman, Oklahoma, and he actually attended the University of Oklahoma.
Sure did.
And so he's got a small part in this one, but, oh, actually, I'm sorry, I forgot. I skipped the prologue. So the prologue starts with a boy named Billy, and he's getting shouted at by his dad for reading a horror comic that his dad does not approve of. And the dad is played by Tom Atkins mm-hmm. from the infamous Halloween 3, mm-hmm. Season of the Witch. And the son, Billy, I don't know if you knew this, is Stephen King's son, Joe, who is also a well-known writer now, Joe Hill. And so the stories kind of get set in motion, though, when the dad throws out Billy's comic, and then a skeletal figure kind of shows up at Billy's window and leads us to our first story. And so that then we got Father's Day. So that one is about a murdered father who gets revenge on his family. And this one was fun. The father, there's kind of a theme here. He was supposed to get a Father's Day cake and he didn't get his cake. So there's a bit of a, what he's like, mantra, I guess, that he wants his cake.
I want my cake.
Yes. And I can't say I blame him.
He's a mean old man. Yes. So that's kind of what led up to his demise.
Right.
But he wants his cake.
So. And a second story then is the one that features Stephen King. It's called The Lonesome Death of Geordie Verrill. King plays a farmer who witnesses a meteorite crash on his farm. He immediately sees dollar signs, thinking he can sell it at a local college. But unfortunately, things do not go to plan for him, and according to plan for him. And yeah, that's all I'll say about that. The title kind of gives it away. But I actually thought King, he plays kind of a dim-witted guy, and I actually thought he did a pretty decent job. I mean, he's not an actor, but of course.
It's not bad. I mean, yeah. For the context of this movie.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. So, and the next one is Something to Tide You Over. This stars Leslie Nielsen and Ted Danson. And, you know, I know Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun and comedies. He was kind of menacing in mm-hmm. this. I was surprised. He was creepy. But he plays Richard, whose wife is having an affair with Ted Danson. And so Richard has come to enact an elaborate revenge plan, which is impressive. And I found it very suspenseful. And I have seen this movie before, but I couldn't remember mm-hmm. what happened. And I was like, does he kill him?
It's not a fun day at the beach.
No,
I will say.
Definitely not. So then we've got The Crate starring Hal Holbrook and Adrian Barbeau. And also this movie is just filled with, I mean, it's a great cast. But this one is a janitor at a college finds a mysterious crate. And it turns out there's something living inside of it. And
it makes squirrel noises.
Yes. And it was
but it's not a squirrel.
No.
Spoiler alert.
No. And I thought the effects on this one were pretty good. Mm-hmm. This story also, a lot of these I've noticed kind of have like a revenge theme going on. And this one has a little bit of that too. And I also really like the score in this one. It really built up the tension for me. And yeah. So. And then the last one is They're Creeping Up on You. And it stars E.G. Marshall as a businessman who's a germaphobe, and he lives in a hermetically sealed penthouse, which somehow gets infiltrated with some creepy crawlies. And I have to tell you, this is my least favorite one. I couldn't really look at it. I had to kind of, you know, avert my eyes some.
It's intense.
It was too much, yes. I just kind of feel itchy thinking about it right now. But these are all, I think, really fun. Some of them are not really like super scary, but they were tense and yeah, just lots of fun. And I think, yeah, Tom Savini did some great special
and again,
effects.
Very comic booky. So it keeps it a little bit safe and you just kind of have fun with it.
Yes. It was a good time. Good popcorn movie, I think. And fun fact, I didn't get to this because I did run out of my time, a little over 5 minutes now, but there's some garbage men at the very end, the epilogue, who find Billy's comic book and
Tom Savini.
Yeah. And yeah. I didn't notice it. Mm-hmm. When I was watching the credits, I saw his name. I was like, what? So I had to rewind mm-hmm. and find him. But yeah. So, but
well,
yeah.
Really great movie. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing. Wilhelm gets us every time.
I know.
We put 5-minute limits on ourselves because mm-hmm. we would just sit here and talk for 3 hours yes. about movies. And yeah. we know you have other things to do with your yeah. life. But
do you? Well, I don't. That's good.
Yeah. A lot of people do, I hear. Yeah. But we love talking about movies. And, you know, we have to cheat a little bit and we keep talking.
Right.
But yeah. So I challenged Jamie. I told Ooh. Her we need to be prepared to guess each other's favorite short in each of these anthologies.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Okay, I think your favorite from Black Sabbath, I was going to guess the word Wordalock, however you say it.
I like it a lot. It is not my favorite.
Ooh, okay.
It is, I love The Drop of Water.
Okay.
I think it's so, it's spooky. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah.
And it's minimal because, you know, she steals a ring off of a very scary corpse, but as soon as she steals it, she's hearing dripping water. Mm-hmm. She's hearing the buzz of flies. Mm-hmm. Flies are actually landing on her. And then she goes home and it's just a lot of like doors are creaking and windows are creaking. And then she does start to see, you know, the corpse mm-hmm. has followed her home.
Yes.
But most of it is pretty subtle, and I think it's just really good, and the actress really nails it. Mm-hmm. She is terrified of what's happening to her.
She makes some good scared faces.
So the word Wordalack that we can't pronounce okay. was also my guess to be your favorite.
I kind of went back and forth between that one and The Telephone, because
mm-hmm.
The Telephone to me was just creepy. I mean, like we talked about, it's unnerving.
It could happen.
That, like, mm-hmm. that, yeah, that's a very real world mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, but yeah, I also really liked, how did you say it? Wordalack?
The word Wordalack?
Wordalack.
Someone would correct us. Yeah. But. So it sounds like The Drop of Water was your least favorite.
Well, I mean, that's tough. I guess so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So. It's all very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
How about Creepshow?
I was going to say I thought your favorite might be They're Creeping Up on You, just because I know you like creepy crawlies. Am I wrong?
I will be difficult here. Yeah. I have, there's two answers that win, yeah. I think. As a kid, I loved The Crate so much, mm. and I still love The Crate. And, you know, there's a monster in a crate mm-hmm. under some stairs, and it's dirty under the stairs. Like, that's all you need when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that is terrifying. Watching it now, as sometimes I get accused of being an adult. As an adult watching it, I love They're Creeping Up on You with
yeah.
the cockroaches. So,
oh, gosh.
It is just icky, and he's a mean man. There is some suggestion that, I think the cockroaches are real, but there's some suggestion that these are his moral cockroaches
oh.
too, because he's a really bad person.
Yes.
But That's I think it's all real.
Yeah.
But sometimes it suggests that they're mm-hmm. not. But I think it's really good. If you don't like bugs, and especially if you don't like cockroaches, this is just going to make your skin crawl.
Yeah.
So
like it did me.
So, okay, Jamie, for you, I am going to guess that your favorite in Creepshow is Father's Day.
Actually, no.
No.
I mean, I do like it. And I have to say there's a little bit where Ed Harris and his wife are doing a little 80s dancing.
Yeah.
I love that part. Okay. I mean, it's they're terrible dancers. But I actually, originally, I would have said Something to Tide You Over. And because I don't want to give too much away, but there's that feeling of being trapped,
mm-hmm.
and that was extremely creepy. But then this morning, I was rewatching the whole movie, and I rewatching The Crate. I was like, "Oh man, maybe this one's my favorite." It is.
It's a tough call.
Yeah, it is very tough. But
it's okay to have two favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So. Well, we'll think on this some more.
Okay.
So, do you have any final thoughts about Creepshow or Black Sabbath?
No, I really enjoyed Black Sabbath more than I thought I would, mm. especially since it is in Italian and dubbed, but mm-hmm. I didn't mind reading the subtitles because, you know, I'm getting up there and I find that I usually have to turn on closed captioning anyway because my hearing's getting
same,
worse.
Same.
So yeah, I didn't mind that at all, and I thought they were all pretty tense and creepy. And Creepshow, yeah, is also I like that Creepshow has the element of kind of some fun and that comic book feel too as well. So, yeah.
That's a note I have about Black Sabbath. It's really easy to mistake Black Sunday and Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
If you know of Black Sunday, which is kind of a witchcraft movie, a witch has been killed and then 200 or 300 years later, she's back for revenge. Obviously, with those two titles, very easy to confuse them. But I did not know until just this week. Those are both Mario Bava films.
Oh,
so.
That's cool.
So, yeah, good little double feature to do at home.
Yeah.
But this one is Black Sabbath. That is the anthology, whereas Black Sunday is not. Nice. So, well, Jamie, thank you for talking horror with us today.
Yeah, always.
And, if you have any suggestions or questions for us or anything else, you can always email this podcast at podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. That is podcast singular. We appreciate you listening to us and supporting your library. If you live in our service area, you should come see us, get a library card, use the library. If you don't live in our service area, we're so happy you're listening to us still, and you should go to your local library because they'll have great things for you too. So, with that, we will let you go and we will be back next time.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.